Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you're joining me today. We are continuing our study in Ephesians, focusing this week on who we are in Christ, focusing on our new identity in Jesus Christ. Indeed, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he, that includes she, is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And yes, those little phrases in Paul's epistles, in whom, through whom, in Christ, through Christ, these tell us who we are and what belongs to us as a result of being born again into the family of God. You could call it family privileges that have become ours as a result of our faith in Jesus and having been transferred into the wonderful family of God. And I can tell you, I've had the privilege of traveling to many parts of the world, in places like India and Jakarta, Indonesia, and Eastern Europe, and Europe, in different places. And I can tell you that there, when I meet, wherever it may be, and I meet true born-again believers, there is an instant connection. There is an instant companionship and camaraderie and fellowship because we have the very same Spirit. What a wonderful thing, this new identity that we have in Christ. Today, I want to talk to you about your authority in Christ, your authority in Christ. And we're going to read in Ephesians 1 again. And beginning in Ephesians 1, verse 15 is the beginning of a prayer that Paul records that he has been praying for them, and he's praying for insight for their eyes, he says, of their heart to be opened, and that they will be enlightened and be able to see the wonderful, incredible things that belong to them as a result of being in Christ. And I'm going to start reading at verse 18. He says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the greatness of his power toward us who believe? What is the greatness of his power? Paul said, I'm praying that you will be able to grasp this. And the reason I'm praying, he said, it's something that your carnal mind cannot grasp. Your intellect cannot wrap itself around this. You're going to need a revelation of God to get hold of this. And I pray that we have that today as we discuss this, that God will help us to understand the power and the authority that is ours as a result of being in Christ. And so verse 19, he says, I am praying that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you will know what is the exceeding greatness of his power. I'm reading the New King James. It says, toward us who believe. Now, so this great power, and it's not just a great power, it's an exceeding great power. And this is, he's talking about the power that was released when Jesus was raised from the dead. And I'll say it like this. If the cross of Christ is God's ultimate demonstration of his love, then the resurrection of Christ is the ultimate demonstration of his power. And I do believe that there was a greater demonstration of God's power at the resurrection of Jesus than there was even in creation. Because it was more than just a dead body coming back to life. But the power, the demonic powers of hell, the power of Satan was broken. The power of sin was broken. And Jesus walked out of the tomb a mighty conqueror, saying, all power, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. Wow, that's Matthew 28:19. All authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. I'll never forget when I was a Bible school student, I heard a guest speaker. And man, this lodged in my mind and heart. Never forgot it. He quoted that passage where Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And he said, if Jesus has all power, how much does that leave the devil? So this is what we're getting to today. The same power, Paul says, that raised Jesus from the dead, which he calls an exceedingly great power, he says it has been directed toward us who believe. In the Greek in which Paul was writing, that word toward is a little Greek preposition, eis, meaning into. It has been directed into us. Wow. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead has been directed into us. And then he goes on in verse 20, and he said, it's according to the work of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. Think about this for a moment. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead and then raised him up and seated him at the right hand of God. In Scripture, the right hand is symbolic of authority. And what it is saying about Jesus seated at the right hand of God, that he is seated at the pinnacle of the universe in that ultimate place of authority and power. And that place, the Scripture says here, is far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Far above, not just a little ways above, but far above. Jesus inflicted a final, overwhelming defeat of Satan and demonic forces at his resurrection. Satan was not annihilated, but he was stripped of his authority. His defeat was absolutely final. And this passage says that that same power that did all of this in Jesus at the time of the resurrection and raised him up to the pinnacle of the universe, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Paul says, you who have been born again, you who are now a part of the family of God, this same resurrection life and power has been unleashed and directed into you. Oh, when we get a hold of this, we will never fear the devil again. We will never fear demons again. My late friend, our late friend, T.L. Osborne, T.L. and Daisy, Sue and I worked with them in Tulsa years ago. They've both gone on to heaven. They held huge, massive gospel campaigns in many parts of the world, especially in Africa, with crowds of 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 and more. In fact, it was T.L. and Daisy who pioneered this whole idea in modern times of these mass evangelistic miracle crusades. But anyway, I heard him tell about later in life. I heard him tell about that he was preaching at a large outdoor crusade with probably several hundred thousand people there. And he said hundreds of witch doctors had come to the meeting with their fetishes, and they had come to work their magic and cast their spells on the foreign preacher. And he said some of the African pastors who were supporting this gigantic outdoor evangelistic crusade wanted to pray for him before he went on the platform, before they went on the platform, wanted to lay hands on him and pray that God would protect him from the devil. T.L. said, I would not allow them. He said, I would not dishonor my Lord in that way. What is he talking about? He had a revelation of who he was in Christ. He had a revelation that the same power that had raised Jesus out of the dead, that had brought Jesus out of the tomb, a mighty conqueror over death, the devil and Satan and demons in hell, that same power had been directed into him. And he knew he had nothing to fear. And he felt it would be a dishonor, be dishonoring the Lord for him to have people to pray for him that he'd be protected from the devil. And so he preached that day, preached the good news of Jesus Christ, of who he is and what he has done, and how he has wrought victory for the human race, for those who will put their faith in him. thousands raised their hands to accept Jesus. Many were miraculously healed, came to the platform and testified of being miraculously healed. And some pastors realized in a new way that they did not have to be afraid of the devil. My friends, when you know who you are, when you understand this new identity that is yours in Jesus Christ, you will never be afraid of the devil again. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today in this study through Ephesians. Oh, I am so excited and blessed to know that we are in Christ, that we are His people, we are His family, and the same resurrection life and power that brought Jesus out of the tomb, a mighty conqueror, that same power has been directed toward and into you and I. I declare victory for you today in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you next time on the next Awakening Podcast.